小时候我看这本书。
When I was a child, I read this book.
说实话，觉得挺闷的。
Honestly, I find it quite boring.
一个俄国医生一辈子没干成什么事儿。
A Russian doctor never achieved anything in his life.
被时代推来推去。
Driven by the times.
最后死在上班路上。
Finally died on the way to work.
那时候我想，这算什么英雄啊？
Back then, I thought this was nothing heroic.
后来经历的事儿多了，才慢慢懂。
Later, after experiencing more, I gradually understood.
也许这才是最真实的人。
Maybe this is the most real person.
日瓦戈医生
Dr. Jawak
这人其实命挺苦的。
This person's life is actually quite miserable.
富商家出身，爹跑了。
The rich businessman's father ran away.
妈死了。
Mom is dead.
十岁就成了孤儿。
At the age of 10, I became an orphan.
跟着舅舅颠沛流离。
Followed my uncle's wandering life.
后来被格罗梅科教授家收养。
Later adopted by Professor Gromyko.
您看他那个选择，学医。
Do you think he chose to study medicine?
他说，人活着总得干点。
He said that people must do something in their lives.
对社会有用的。
Useful to society.
不是那种口号式的理想主义。
Not that kind of idealistic slogan.
就是一个孤儿。
He is an orphan.
心里很朴素的想法。
Simple and straightforward thoughts.
我得有用。
I need to be useful.
这跟咱们今天很多人选专业不一样。
This is different from the majors that many people choose today.
那时候的人身上有一种很沉的道德感。
At that time, people had a very strong sense of morality.
他在教授家长大，跟东尼亚结婚，日子。
He was celebrating the wedding of his teacher's daughter and a young man from Estonia.
眼看要好起来了。
It looks like it's going to get better.
然后呢
？Then,
第一次世界大战来了。
The First World War has come.
内战来了。
Civil War is coming.
他被征到前线。
He was conscripted to the front lines.
您想一个医生
？You want a doctor.
平时拿手术刀的，到了战场上。
Normally, a surgeon would bring a scalpel to the battlefield.
满地的残肢断臂，脸被炸碎的士兵在你面前哀嚎着死去。
The bodies of the soldiers, with their limbs and faces shattered, lay on the ground, screaming in agony.
你念了那么多年。
You've been studying for so long.
一
Doctor.
以为自己是救人的天使。
Thinking of myself as a savior.
结果发现你连一个人都拉不回来。
The results showed that you couldn't even bring one person back.
那种崩溃，不是怕死，是信仰崩塌了。
The result was a collapse of faith on the train.
书里有一段。
There is a passage in the book.
我印象特别深。
I remember it vividly.
他焦虑到没法工作。
He was so anxious that he couldn't work.
后来怎么好的？
Later things got better.
不是想通了什么大道理。
I don't understand a big principle.
是他逼着自己专注地给伤员包扎伤口。
He was forcing himself to focus on bandaging the injured.
听他们说话。
Listen to them talking.
您看，人的精神有时候就是这么找回来的。
I think that's how people find their spirit again.
你把手头的事做细。
You should take care of your current affairs.
心就安静了。
A heart is quiet.
这事儿我特别有感觉。
I feel very touched by this.
咱们年轻的时候总。
When we were young.
总觉得得想明白。
I always feel like I need to figure it out.
大问题才能往前走。
Only by facing the big problems can we move forward.
后来发现，往往是干活本身。
Later, I realized that it was often the act of working itself.
把你拉回来的。
Pull you back.
后来日子更乱了。
Later, things got even worse.
莫斯科的房子要出租一半才有钱生活。
Takes half the money from renting a house in Moscow to buy an arm.
儿子不认识他，一家人逃去乡下。
The son ran away to the countryside, not knowing his family.
在火车上。
On the train.
他看见的那些人。
The people he saw.
被随机抓去当兵的出。
He randomly picked a clerk to join the army.
被婶婶骗去顶替叔叔的。
Tricked by auntie.
16岁男孩。
16-year-old boy.
每个人都是被时代随手裹进去的。
Everyone is caught up in the times.
没人问你愿不愿意。帕斯捷尔纳克写这些的时候。
Did anyone ask Pascal Marco if he wanted to write these?
笔调特别克制。
The tone is particularly restrained.
但那种寒气是渗到骨头里的。
But that chill was seeping into the bones.
他在乡下过了段安静日子，自己盖屋顶、种地、写诗。
He spent a quiet time in the countryside, building his own roof, farming, and writing poetry.
我特别理解那种状态。
He particularly understands that state.
外面的世界已经疯了。
The outside world is crazy.
你唯一能做的就是围个小圈子，在里面种菜、读书、写字，证明生活还可以有一种正常的样子。
The only thing you can do is to form a small circle around yourself and plant vegetable scraps in it, proving that you can still live a normal life.
但他也没法真躲过去。
But he couldn't really hide.
被游击队抓了。
Caught by guerrillas.
跑了三次。
Ran three times.
被抓回来。
Caught back.
三次。
Three times.
老老实实给人治病。
To treat patients honestly and sincerely.
他心里恨吗？
He's full of resentment.
恨。
Hatred.
但病人来了。
But the patient came.
他还是治。
He is still a doctor.
这就是我特别佩服日瓦戈的一点。
This is what I particularly admire about Jarvad.
他没把自己活成一个符号。
He didn't live his life as a symbol.
他没有因为被欺负了。
He didn't because he was bullied.
就变成另一个欺负人的人。
Become another bully.
后来。
Later.
东尼亚被驱逐出境。
East Nair is expelled from the country.
拉拉也走了。
Barler also left.
他一个人回到莫斯科。
He returned to Moscow alone.
穿着破军大衣。
Wearing a broken soldier's coat.
连扣子都没有。
No buttons.
四十岁不到。
Less than 40 years old.
死在上班路上，就这么结束了。
He died on the way to work, and his life ended abruptly.
没反转，没逆袭。
No twist, no reversal.
没英雄归来。
No hero returns.
但您说这书为什么能拿诺贝尔奖？帕斯捷尔纳克。
But you said why this book can win the Nobel Prize for Pasternak.
后来为什么被围攻
？Why was it besieged？
我觉得是因为，在那个每个人都必须站队的年代。
I think it's because in that era when everyone had to take sides.
他写了一个只想当医生，想写诗。
He wrote a poem about a doctor who wanted to be a poet.
想把眼前这个人治好的人。
I want to heal this person in front of me.
这在当时是很不合时宜的。
This was very inappropriate at the time.
你既不歌颂。
You neither praise.
这个也不批判那个，你只想做个人。
You just want to be yourself.
那不行。
That won't do.
你得有个立场。
You need to have a position.
但帕斯基尔纳克偏说
However, Pasqualino pointed out that
人的立场就在日常里
People's position is in everyday life.
在给伤员包扎的专注里
In the book where the injured are being bandaged.
在深夜写诗的那盏灯里
In the lamp that shines in the late night.
在你明明可以随波逐流
When you can easily follow the crowd,
却偏要种一块地的倔强里
But stubbornly, he insisted on planting a piece of land.
我在路上经常想一个问题
I often think about a question on the road.
时代滚滚来的时候
As time goes by,
个体怎么办
What should I do?
日瓦戈没给出漂亮的答案
Dag didn't give a good answer.
他什么都没战胜
He overcame everything
什么都没改变
Nothing has changed
连自己的命都没保住
Even his own life couldn't be saved
但他一直写诗
But he always wrote poetry
哪怕在游击队那种地方
Even in a guerrilla environment
他也写
He also writes
不是要当什么伟大诗人就是心里有话不说出来会憋死。
It's not about being a great poet, but about having something to say and not keeping it inside.
我觉得这大概就是人跟动物的区别。
I think this is probably the difference between humans and animals.
外面怎么乱
？What's going on outside?
你心里要有个地方是干净的。
You need to have a clean place in your heart.
是自己的
It's mine
是任何政权和枪炮都进不来的那就是你做人的最后防线
That is the last line of defense that no government or cannon can penetrate
帕斯捷尔纳克后来怎么样了
What happened to Pasternak later
被迫拒绝诺贝尔奖在无数批判大会上低头孤独地死去
The Nobel Prize rejection, the lack of recognition in the public forum, the loneliness and isolation, and the death, all contributed to the tragic end of the author.
但他写了《日瓦戈医生》，这就够了。有
But that's enough.
我说人这一生不是看你赢了多少仗，是
Sometimes a person's life is defined by how many battles they win and lose.
看你心里那
It's about understanding the mind.
盏灯灭没灭您说这种书现在读还有什么意义我
Is it still meaningful to read this kind of book now, as you said?
我觉得意义大了
I think it's meaningful.
咱们今天不经历战火
Today, we won't experience the struggle.
但经历的焦虑
But the anxiety experienced.
内卷迷茫
Lost in confusion.
本质上也是一样的。
But it was also the same.
你被什么力量推着走
You are being pushed by some force.
觉得什么都抓不住。
I don't know what to do.
这时候读读日瓦戈不是学
Read and read the day is not a lesson.
学他怎么成功
How did he succeed?
是学他怎么失败。
It's up to you to decide how to fail.
还能写诗，这事儿挺要紧的。
It's really important to be able to write poetry.
您说呢？
What do you say?